And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Rob, and that was, of course, the Adolescents doing Wrecking Crew. And I just want to send a heartfelt thank you, and we're sorry you're gone, buddy, but we lost Steve Soto, as most of the punk rockers out there know, and it was a big loss to the punk community, and my heartfelt thanks goes out to him for all he has done for punk rock music over the years, and to his friends and family who are reeling from this great loss. And I just wanted to interject a couple quick thoughts on Adolescents. I never got to meet Steve, but I saw him in a variety of bands and different places and times, and I heard no one ever speak a bad word about him. And the reason I chose that particular Adolescents song was actually Wrecking Crew was one of the very first punk songs I ever heard, probably one of the first like five or six punk songs I heard in my life. And that song taught me some really essential things. Number one, it's all about the good build, the way it kind of builds up and then just bursts into a fit of aggression. So that's really just was such an essential part of turning me on to punk music. So anyway, I don't want to leave this like a heavy show, but I had to say those things, and we'll revisit another band of Steve's at the end of this particular show. But since we're starting off with the Adolescents, my inspiration for today was all bands that start with the letter A. So I am just going to do kind of some of my favorites. A lot of it's old school stuff. That's all right. And then just a kind of a random cool few things right at the end. So we're going to start out with Abrasive Wheels doing 1982.
No! and no government.
That does it for my very first set of tunes there, all in the letter A. That was, of course, The Avengers doing We Are the One. Before that, AOA doing Axis of Ascendancy. Action Pact doing Suicide Bag. The Addicts doing Joker in the Pack. Antipasti doing No Government. The Adverts doing Bored Teenagers. And The Abrasive Wheels doing 1982. And of course, we start out the whole show with The Adolescents doing a song called Wrecking Crew. And once again, I remind you, this entire show is dedicated, I should say, to Steve Soto and his passing and all that he has done for us little punk rockers all around the world. And I'm going to keep things moving along, and I'm going to pick up the pace a little here. I'm going to start out with a track of a band called Articles of Faith, and they're doing a song called Up Against the Wall.
People walk.
Let's hear for my second set of all A bands. That was, of course, Agnostic Front doing Victim in Pain. And I'm sitting here thinking a couple things about them. Number one, me and my buddy Devin, we used to debate whether Agnostic Front, Victim in Pain, or Cro-Mags, Age of Quarrel, was a better record. And I always sided with Agnostic Front for years and years and years, and then one day I saw the light, and I moved on over to the Cro-Mags camp, but I still love Agnostic Front. And I was also, the other thought I had was sitting here thinking, I've seen this band in four different decades. I saw them in the 80s, I saw them in the 90s, I saw them in the 2000s, and now we're in the 2010s. Maybe I'll see them in the 2020s and the 2030s. I did see their most recent movie, actually. It was called The Godfather is a Hardcore. I saw that here in San Francisco. It was actually a pretty good movie. It was centered around basically the historical perspective of the band, but it mostly centered around Roger and Vinny, because those are who make up the band. And it was kind of cool. At the end of the movie, it was announced that Roger was there and the director was there, and they came up and did a Q&A and chatted about the movie and what have you. And actually, even Roger's, one of his daughters was there. So, interesting family affair, I guess, if you will. And anyway, before Agnostic Front, Adrenaline OD doing New Year's Eve, The Authorities doing Radiation Masturbation, Attitude Adjustment doing Grey World, Artificial Peace, Outside Looking In, and I start off the set with Articles of Faith doing Up Against the Wall. What do we got coming up next for you? Another AAAA set. Going to start out with Anthrax. No, not that Anthrax. The other Anthrax. And they're doing a track called Capitalism is Cannibalism.
Capitalism is cannibalism. We'll be right back.
All right, here we go. Letter A, taking charge and in large, is large and in charge? Something like that. Boy, I really screwed that one up. Anyway, who cares? That was Abscum doing Blood Rod, Appendix doing Elitopedri. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, but I give it my best shot. Astakos doing Fry, Anti-Semex doing When the Innocent Die, Anti-System doing Rhetorical Stagnation, and Anthrax doing One Last Drop. And as I explained, it's not that Anthrax. Not the guy with the funny goatee beard thing. Though maybe somebody in the other Anthrax has one too. I haven't seen a picture of that other Anthrax in a while. Once again, this is Rob. And what do we got coming up for you? Oh yes, of course. We're going to go with Anti-Schism. And they're doing a song called Greedy. You've probably heard it before. You've actually probably heard the awesome version that Capitalist Casualties does. But this is the OG off their Still Life record. And it goes a little something like this.
Boy, I have to pay. And though I might try all to say, I'm living hard, hard, the hard, and it's hard, hard, the
That does it for my last full set of punk rock tunes beginning with the letter A. That was, of course, the good old Avail. And they did a track called On the Nod, and I freaking love that record. And if you never got to see them, boy, they were a force to be reckoned with on the stage. And would love to see them again someday, if they ever reform. I have no idea, but I'd go if they did. Before that was Aggression doing Brain Bondage. Afflicted doing Here Come the Cops from the Peace compilation. AFU doing High on the Hog. And of course, I started off with Anti-Schism doing Greedy. And I just want to remind you, you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. For more information about this radio show or anything that has to do with the magazine, yes, we are a magazine as well, check out MaximumRockAndRoll.com. We are on all your social media outlets, Instagram, We have a Facebook. We have a Twitter. We're spreading out throughout the world via satellite to your little handheld devices. If you want to be considered for review or airplay on the radio show, send two copies of vinyl, one copy of CD only release, and cassettes to good old Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146 in the good old USA. As always, our fabulous Brandy does an excellent job editing our shows, taking out the mistakes, equalizing all those levels, and making it quite enjoyable for you to listen to. And, of course, we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes. Anyways, this is Rob, and as I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, and it's worth mentioning at the end, this entire show is dedicated to the loss of Steve Soto. It's basically he's irreplaceable. And I start off the show with The Adolescents, and I'm going to end it with Agent Orange. He was an OG member of Agent Orange, and this is the original version of Bloodstains. And what else can I say? Thanks for everything, buddy.